The Dousemans were the lone socialites of Prairie du Chien in the late 1800s, living off the enormous fur trade and real estate wealth made by their father. So when people would travel from St. Paul and Milwaukee to their home, the Villa Louis, the Dousemans made the trip worth it for their guests.
And Frederick Bigelow that week comments that he gained 7¾ pounds net that week. That was a sign that Mrs. Dousman and Mrs. Johnson were taking very good care of her guests.
Susan Kaya Slusser is the site manager at the Villa Louis, the first site acquired by the Wisconsin Historical Society. Today, she's teaching a room full of people about a typical Victorian breakfast served at the mansion. It's part of a traveling Wisconsin Historical Society exhibit that immerses itself in a new city each month. Kaya Slusser says, with the Wisconsin Historical Society's offices and museums in Madison and historic sites scattered across the state, the tour brings history to the people. She says it's a reminder of what the society has to offer.
You know, the genealogy, our photography collection, the other sites in our system. There's wonderful sites. Reed School is just north of us. There's Madeline Island. So it just offers an opportunity for people to kind of get to know our agency better.
And today, Kaya Slusser has brought the food of the late 1800s to La Crosse. She serves guests a green tomato relish known as pickalilly, a side the Dousman family would have used to spruce up beef or pork in the winter. Ruth Amundson of Westby puts some pickalilly on a cracker and takes a bite. She's able to taste the flavors that the Dousmans did, immersing herself in history.
It's pungent.
Oh, it's rather
good.
Kind of like you would take a jar of good relish and put a little sauerkraut, put some sugar. It's sweet. Try some.
Amundson is a self-described history buff and a Wisconsin Historical Society member. She's attended many of the week's presentations.
It's history alive. And I think so often we in high school, just a bunch of dead people and dates. Well, it's not. An old phrase is, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've come from, right?
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin History Tour coordinator Mary Jane Connor agrees. In bringing the exhibit to different communities, she says it helps people contemplate their place in history and learn from past mistakes.
It helps us live better lives to know our history and see what's done well and see what's done poorly. And without it, you know, we would never know what we're doing. Everything would be a guess.
Every Wisconsin History Tour stop has exhibits on Native Americans, inventions, and the state's 750 shipwrecks. But organizers also work with the local historical societies to create displays unique to the community. In La Crosse, there's a focus on the region's historic women, featuring members of the Ho-Chunk Nation and Ellen Hickson, who helped save the renowned Granddad Bluff in La Crosse in the early 1900s. The Wisconsin History Tour will be in La Crosse through November. From there, it moves on to Milwaukee, Green Bay, Appleton, and Eau Claire. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.